Okay, we're going to begin again. Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Beis. Sorry, we did that last time. Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Gimel is what we're up to. Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Gimel. And here we have Hillel speaking, the great Hillel. We all know of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. So the Tana Hillel is giving us advice on life. And the Mishnah says, again, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Gimel, Hu Hayomer, Hillel said to us, Nogid Shema. Nogit Shema Ovad Shmei. Nogit Shema means people who seek and want deeply everybody else should look up to them. They seek that they should have this incredible reputation. Now again, it's normal healthy mentality to want people to, on some level, think highly of you. But to need that kavod, to need that honor, to need that big name in everybody's eyes, that's what Nogit Shema means. So Hillel says, if you're someone who's seeking that name and seeking that everyone should look up to you in such a way, Ovad Shmei, ultimately you're going to lose your name. What does it mean you're going to lose your name? First of all, just push it. We all know. People, what is the desire that other people should be looking up to you, that other people should be thinking highly of you? It comes from gaiva. It comes from being a haughty person, being an arrogant person. And let's be real. We all know the people that we hate most in this world, the people that we look down on most, are people that are full of gaiva, full of themselves. Nobody wants to be with those type of people. No one wants to talk to those type of people. So if Nogid Shema, if you're looking and you're so concerned with how everyone looks at you, Ovad Shema, you're going to lose your name. Ultimately, just simple mentality, people are going to think lowly of you. But I believe it's also Mida Keneged Mida. Everything in this world is Mida Keneged Mida. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're going to be about gaiva, then ultimately, and want that everyone thinks highly of you, I'm going to make sure that nobody thinks highly of you. So Nogit Shema, Ovid Shmei, you're going to lose your name. I saw a deeper pshat from a sefer, from Rav Isaac Mikamarna, and he says, Ovid Shmei means as follows. When we're really doing everything that's right in this world, and we're living up to who we're supposed to be, with the proper humility, with the proper anivus, as we know, it's of the most important attributes in our life, to have humility, to be an anav. The Ish Moshe anav me'od mikol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was anav me'od mikol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble of people. And he was our greatest leader and the closest Hashem you could be because he was full of humility. So when you're full of humility, Hashem always wants to be by your side. Hashem wants to be with you. Because if you have gaiva, if you have haughtiness, you're taking the mid of Hashem. We say in our davening, it should be familiar to all of us, Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh. Hashem who's king, Malach Geus Lavesh. He wears the clothing of arrogancy. Hashem has arrogancy. What does it mean that Hashem has arrogancy? Hashem, lo aleinu, God forbid. It's not that Hashem needs others to look up to him. He's perfect in every way. But he needs us to look up to him for us. So ultimately that's a sense of gaiva. That's the only holy gaiva that there is in a certain sense. It's God's gaiva. If I'm gaiva, I'm taking the mead of Hashem. I'm wearing the crown of Hashem. So Hashem doesn't want to be near me. Hashem doesn't want to be next to me. Ovad Shmei, Shmei could be Shem Yud Kei. Shmei, Shin Mem Yud Hei. It's not just losing his name, but it's losing Shem Yud Hei. Yud Hei is Shem Hashem. That Hashem doesn't want to be with us anymore. If we're going to have gaiva, we're going to be arrogant and care how everyone looks at me, I'm going to lose. Hashem's not going to be by my side. Ovid Shmei, Shem Yud Kei. In fact, if you take the gematria of Gaiva, Gimel Aleph Vav Hei, it's exactly 15, which is the name Yud Hei. So we're going to lose Yud Hei through our Gaiva. We get rid of Hashem by our side. Hashem's not going to be with us. Yud Hei represents is Rosh Hashanah's Yismuch HaShemayim, the joy of heaven. Hashem's unhappy with us. We have to be humble. We have to have humility. Nobody should be seeking what everybody else thinks about them. Otherwise, Ovid Shmei, you're going to lose your name in other people's eyes, and as well in Hashem's eyes. That's the first yesod of this Mishnah from Hillel. Anivus, humility. It's difficult not to be humble these days. It's difficult not to be humble with everything going on in the world. Who could have gaiva anymore? We're all mamish on our knees from a virus which is minuscule. We all understand Hashem runs the world. How could a person, God forbid, have gaiva? The Mishnah continues, Hillel continues, Udulam Mosif Yosef. If you don't constantly add on to your learning, if you don't constantly add on to your Avodah Hashem, you ultimately decrease your Avodah Hashem. Don't think, we can never think we're satiated. I reached the level, I'm good to go, and I'm just going to stay here my whole life. Udullah Mosif, if you don't always add on, Yosef, you're going to decrease. You're going to fall. You know, it's like Lamaisa, you can imagine Lamashal, if you're trying to go up an escalator, which is going down. The escalator is going down, and you're trying to run up it. So if you keep on running up it, you can make it. You're faster and get up. But if you stop for a moment, you slowly fall down. Udulomosif Yosef, if we don't increase, ultimately we're going to fall. This reminds me of a beautiful Torah I heard many, many years ago from Rav Binyamin Yudin Shlita. Rav Binyamin Yudin is a tzaddik. The rabbi emeritus in Fairlawn, New Jersey, tzaddik yisod olam. So he once said the following idea. Rabbi Yudin explained the Mizbeach. We know the last pasuk in Parshas Yisro. I've shared this Torah before, but it's worth repeating. The Mizbeach is a ramp. Now, Pasha Pshat, if you look in the pasuk, was for tznius reasons, for modesty reasons. Because if it was steps, the Kohen, they'd wear like skirt-like on their lower, on their legs. And on steps, they'd lift up their leg and it would reveal the nakedness of the leg to Mizbeach. How tzanua, how modest we have to be in front of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yudin suggested a new idea, a different idea, so beautiful. He says, why was the Mizbeach a ramp and not steps? You see, the Mizbeach, the altar, represented our Avodas Hashem. Represented us serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. And on steps, you could be going up steps, you could be going down steps, and you could stand straight on a step. On a ramp, by definition, either I'm going up or I'm going down. Either I'm growing or I'm falling. Das is Avodas Hashem. Either I'm working on myself, I'm growing. So the Mizbeach, which represents our Avodas Hashem, either I'm growing and working on myself, or I'm falling. There's no staying straight. We always have to be in a state of growth. And that's what the mission says. Udlo Mosif, Yosef. If I don't increase, I'm decreasing. And we have to remember that. We'll always be working on ourselves, on our learning, on our chesed, on our davening. The Mishnah continues. Udullah Yalif. If you don't teach over Torah to others, if you don't give over Torah to others, there's a very strong language, and we have to explain this line. Kitala Chayev. Kitala Chayev, your mamish Chayev Misa. You deserve to be killed. If you don't give over Torah to others, what's Pshat? Really? Did you do anything wrong? Just because you didn't give over Torah to others? The answer is that each and every one of us has an achrayas, a responsibility to inspire others, to bring Torah into other people's lives, to be mashpia on others, to be makariv of others. And if we don't bring Torah to other people's lives, so the world of Torah ultimately is going to be lost. Those of us who, Baruch Hashem, have seen the light of Torah, seen the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, there's so few of us in this world. And if we don't bring that to others, it's not that we deserve, we're not going to be Chayav Misa literally. But ultimately it's not worth living, because it's not worth living in this world without Torah, and Torah is going to be lost from the world if we don't spread it. It's like the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, a very, very famous Gemara, that I'm sure you've all heard at some point, says the first time we received the Torah, Kofalim Har Kigigas, Hashem held a mountain on top of us, and said, Imatam Mekablim Torah Mutav, if you accept the Torah, great. Vim lav, but if not, shom tekvur aschem. There will be your burial. Pasha Pshad is Hashem was threatening to literally kill us if we don't accept the Torah. If we don't be mekabel Torah. But it can't be what it really meant, because otherwise that acceptance would be meaningless if we were forced. What he was trying to tell us was that without Torah, it's not worth living. If you don't accept the Torah, it's not worth living. What do you have left in this world? Look around right now what's going on in the world. If we don't have Hashem by our side, and we don't have Torah, we don't have mitzvos, would we be able to be okay now? Would we be able to be smiling? Would we be able to be alright with all the craziness in the world? With all the suffering in the world? With Torah, with mitzvos, I'm okay. In other words, it's not worth living if I don't give over Torah to others, I don't spread Torah, if there isn't Torah in the world. And one last final line, Hillel tells us, V'tishtamesh betaga. But that same Torah, if you use it for your own good, you use, tishtamesh taga literally means you use the crown for yourself. The crown is the crown of Torah. You use the crown of Torah for yourself. What does that mean? Imagine a rabbi who's very popular, so he allows his talmidim to buy him beautiful cars and beautiful and he goes and spreads Torah in a way that he's using it for himself. If we use it for our own good, not lishma, cholaf, it will fade away. We're not going to be successful in it. We have to be learning lishma. We have to be serving Hashem Torah mitzvos for the sake of Torah mitzvos, for the sake of Hashem, not for ourselves, not for gaiva, not so that people could look up to us that I'm a good Jew and I know a lot of Torah. Don't use it for yourself where it's going to fade away. That's Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. There's another way to learn this. We know there's a line in Pesachim, a famous line. Le'olam yilmod adam shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma balishma. It's just the opposite, actually. But we can learn this line as well. Shivim panim l'Torah. There are many ways to understand Torah. That, of course, best is to learn lishma for the sake of learning and do mitzvahs for the sake of Hashem. But if you do it for some other reason, don't think you shouldn't do it. If you use the crown for yourself, chalaf, eventually you'll turn it around, it'll be lishma. Mitoch shelo lishma, if you do it shelo lishma, balishma, eventually it'll come lishma. So that's another way of learning this Mishnah. Again, Shivim Panim LaTorah, the final line, that maybe it's good to do things. If the goal is to only do lo lishma, that's obviously terrible. But if I'm doing it lo lishma, so eventually I come to do it lishma, then that's something that is something we should be doing and can be doing. And Amir Tashem will turn around to do it lishma. So ultimately, this Mishnah is a very big focus. If you look at it globally, first, not seeking renown, not seeking that everyone should look up to me, I should have humility. And always, if I do have humility also, I'll realize that I always have to be working on myself and growing my Torah, so I don't, lo aleinu, decrease my Torah. And then I'll also understand my responsibility to give over to others, it's not only about me, and then I would never use it for myself. So it's really all one big mission of humility within the service of Hashem and the connection to Torah. And through that, we'll always grow and be one with Hashem, especially in these difficult times. That's Mishnah Yud Gimel. Let's move on and learn one more Mishnah together. This Mishnah, somewhat of a famous Mishnah, I believe. I think there was a song once put out to these words. Mishnah Yud Dalid. This is the final Mishnah of Hillel. We have three Mishnayos of Torah from the great Hillel. So Hillel tells us one more. Hu ha yomer. He also said, Im ein ani li, mi li. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? Pashut pshat. You got to take care of yourself. You have to worry about yourself. It's a big chizik. You know, sometimes those of us who are caring people, which I know probably is everybody in this room right now, and everybody that's learning this Torah, those of us the caring people, we put others above ourselves. We put others above ourselves, and often are mevatel ourselves completely. We nullify ourselves completely. But if I'm not for myself, who's going to be for me? We have to remember that it's okay, and not just okay, it's an achrayah to care about yourself, to care about your well-being, to care about having time for yourself. Like, I'll tell you something, right? Right now, obviously the world is crazy, so part of the craziness in my personal life is we're all home in my house together. I don't have yeshiva, my wife doesn't have her job, she's a speech therapist in a public school. She's home, all my kids are home. Obviously, there's different Zoom classes going out throughout the day and call teleconference in the schools that won't admit that the houses have internet at home. Hameven Yavin. A lot going on. And Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I have nothing to complain about. Life by me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incredible. But every single day, I'll go out with my wife and we go to the Long Beach boardwalk and we walk the entire boardwalk both ways. Over an hour, whatever it takes. And part of us could think bad, oh, we're leaving the kids for that time, what are they doing? But I told her, you know, it's important, you need some sanity, you need some time away, some time with fresh air, some time to exercise. That's very important as well. Mein ani li mi li. Obviously, our total dedication is to our children and dedication is to others. But there has to be dedication to yourself as well. Don't forget that. Mein ani li mi li. In my spirituality, in my physicality, in my emotional well-being, you got to take care of yourself. It's very, very important. So that's what the Mishnah is telling me. However, if that's what I'm all about, listen to the next line. U'kishani la'atmi, if I'm only for myself. Ma'ani, what am I? I'm nothing. Of course, I have to take care of myself. But always caring about others, putting others forth at the forefront as well. Olam chesed yibane. The world was built on chesed. The whole purpose of creation was Hashem wanted to give of himself, so he created us so he could give of himself. Therefore, our whole avod is to emulate him and give to others and care for others. After I do care about myself. But if I'm only about myself, Kshinilatrimani, when am I? I'm nothing. I want to read to you from one of my favorite Sfarim. I've read to you from the Sefer before. I might have read even this part. It's called Season of Life. It's a book. A book about a high school football team. I've mentioned it before, but it's all about Chesed. It's all about Ben al-Machavero. And the coach, this guy Joe, him and the assistant coach Biff, they teach the team more about giving to others than anything else. I just want to read you a little bit about what it is. Ukashani lats me money. If I'm only to myself, what am I? So listen to this, Chevra. Today's talk is called The Decision, Biff said. And I guarantee all of you, you'll have to make it at some point in your life. And the decision is a man built for others. Decision is a man built for others or a man built for himself. He asked the boys to close their eyes for a minute. Keep them closed, Biff said. Think about what happens in the world when people make the decision. Man built for himself. Ani la'atzmi. Some of the great tragedies in the world happen when people make this decision. Biff named some of them. Greed happens. Businesses are run improperly. Young guys don't go to war to fight for freedom. They don't become policemen and firemen. Teams don't aspire to greatness. People don't bring all their talents. The quality of experience is eroded. Families break down. Husband and wives go different ways. Children suffer. We could go on and on. Instead, Biff shifted gears. What happens when you decide to be a man built for others? You strap on the oxygen tank and start climbing stairs to save people in the World Trade Center. When you're the CEO of a company, you make sure everybody has a living wage, everybody has health insurance, everybody's treated with dignity and respect. When you're a high school football player, you play every single snap as hard as you can with all your talents because you play not only for yourself but for everybody. As a father, you make sure that you focus on what your children need. You make sure that there's no one ever treated better than the gal you marry. You do the things you know you're supposed to do. Biff told the boys to open up their eyes. He said that making the decision to be a man built for others really meant choosing to live by the guidelines espoused by the prophet Yeshaya in that verse summarized on the board. He slowly read the words out loud with reverence. Seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Biff said that those words written on his father's tombstone, that someday he also wanted them spelled out on his own. Not his wallet was this big, he bought this many things, his football record was this, he had this kind of car. I don't want any of that, none of it. Pointing to those words, I want that. Not ani latzmi, ukesh ani latzmi ma'ani, what am I? I'm nothing. So of course I have to take care of myself, but always putting others above myself, always caring to take care of others. Ukesh ani latzmi ma'ani. And finally, one last line from Hillel. V'im lo achshav, emasai. If I don't do it now, then when? In all areas of life. If I don't start davening the kavana now, then when? If I don't start caring about my siblings and my parents in the proper way, then when? If I don't start calling my grandparents to see how they're doing, then when? If I don't start learning every day the way I want to learn, then when? V'im lo achshav, emasai. It's got to be now. No more procrastination. Kadosh Baruch Hu's waiting for now. All we have is now. Look at the crazy days we're in. Do we not understand that? Let's end just with a piece from Likutei Moran that I think says this best. I'll read you the words of my favorite Torahs. Torah Ayin Resh Beis. Ayin Resh Beis is Arev, is sweet. It should really be Resh Ayin Beis. But that's a fast, that's a famine. The Tzadik Rav Nachman Mibrezlev, he says as follows. Im Bikolo Tishmu. If you listen to my voice, in Tillim it says, the Gemara says, that's when Mashiach will come. What does that mean? It starts out not in Pekolot Tishmu, it says, Hayom in Pekolot Tishmu. Today. Zeklal Gadol B'Avodat Hashem, it's an important rule in Avodat Hashem. Shol Yasim L'Negereinav Kim Oso Hayom. Don't put in front of your eyes, but that day. In all areas of life. Lo Yasig L'Negereinav Kim Oso Hayom V'Oso Shah, that day and that moment. Why? If you want to start doing things properly and davening and learning in chesed, it feels like a big burden. I'm never going to get there. There's so much more I need to do. I can't bear that burden. I can't get there. But when you realize all I have is today, there's no burden because all could I accomplish what I could accomplish today. And I understand that. Also, don't push it off. Don't say, Machar Aschel, tomorrow I'll start. Machar is Baal B'Kavana, tomorrow I'll Dava Kavana. Why? All that we have is this moment. all that we have today. Ivim lo ach shavemus, if not now, then when? Ki ayom amachras hu olam achad legamri. Because tomorrow is a whole other world. That's what it means, hayom in b'kol tishmu. It's not about listening to the voice, it's hayom, it's about today. Today, if you listen to my voice, Mashiach's going to come, the Gemara says. Make the most of today. You look behind me, I have walls full of svarim. Sometimes I look at these, I wish I've gone through all of them. I can't go through all of them in a day. I can only do what I can do today. But if I realize all I have is today, so I'll do the most I can do today. That's my avodah. That's all of our avodah. Avodah is to make the most of today. V'im lo ach shev emasai. And in this day and age, when life is so crazy, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Let's make the most of today. Make sure we make the most of today. Hayom kol shmu, then we'll zoicha to be mekayim that gemara to the gula shleim with Mashiach zkeinu b'mehirah b'yameinu. Okay, we'll continue soon, chevra. Have a wonderful day. Everyone should have those who need yeshuos, refuos, simcha, and bracha. Have a great day. Kol tov.